There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting right now with Louis James from KC Research. I've known Louis for an awful long time. Interestingly enough, you talk about a small world. I met Louis for the first time that we really spent any time together down in South America on the Exeter property. It's a small world, huh, Corey?
It is, and I've known Louis for a fair while, too, just at these different conferences that we seem to attend quite regularly still.
Yep, very, very interesting guy. Louis, got a question for you. Right now, people have some real questions about what's going on in the junior resource sector. A lot of people are scared to death of that sector. I think, you know, the old Chinese saying that I originally heard from your boss, Doug Casey, was, you know, in crisis there is opportunity. I think there's some great opportunity in the junior sector right now. How about you?
I agree. The caveat would obviously be it has to be people with patience and staying power. A panicky person should not be looking at these markets right now. Which is not to say that they couldn't do very well in the very near term. I mean, there are warships moving in the Middle East. There's all sorts of things going on in the world that could have a huge impact on various commodities, including the ones we invest in. But you can't count on sudden rapid changes. So it needs somebody with the discipline and sort of dogged staying power to recognize value when it's on sale and be willing to buy low and hopefully, you know, be rewarded for that in the short term, but if not, hold out for the long term.
Well, and Lou, I think that's what the most important thing is for any investor in the junior sector right now is I think you're silly if you go in and try to invest and think that you're going to make 100% or even 50% of your money back or make that much money in the next 6 months, maybe even a year. Just because, especially with the junior industry, we really do need higher metal prices, I believe, and a bit more interest in the sector. But that being said, there are still some companies out there that have been doing quite well, especially those that seem to be these smaller to mid-sized producers that are able to take advantage of a lower gold price because they are still able to make money at these lower prices because they've gotten their costs under control.
Isn't that interesting what you just said? Normally, it's the big guys that are the safer bets. Right, you know, mm-hmm. Prices are low, you buy the big guys and you expect them to go up and prices go up. But the big guys, the majors, have had just a bear of a time getting their costs under control. And the small producers, the medium-sized producers have been much more nimble. And you have seen, you know, small producers that deliver really rewarded in this market. And even though the market as a whole has gone sideways, some of these juniors have done quite well. And even in recent times, it's quite striking.
Yeah, how about some examples, Louis?
I'll give one away. I can think of several, but I have to, in deference to my paying subscribers, hold on to a few under my hat. But one I'll give is Klondex, which has a high-grade gold mine in Nevada, and they have an even higher-grade gold project right nearby. They got this from Newmont on sale. Newmont was winding it down, and these guys have found more gold already. They were able, by focusing just on this one operation, to cut their costs down. And they're making money hand over fist now, and they've got all kinds of exploration upside. And, you know, it's a stock that has done extremely well, even over the last couple of months, where gold's been dithering and giving people all kinds of nervous heebie-jeebies. That's a technical term in the industry.
Now, Louis, sticking to the topic of some of these mid-tier miners, we have seen the mining sector become, I believe, almost overrun with some of the big name guys that they were going out at about 6-7 years ago and just buying up everything that was in front of them. We haven't exactly seen that in the last few years. Do you think with these lower metal prices that this opens up maybe a bit of an opportunity for these mid-tier miners to continue to grow and maybe in a few years be pretty significant competitors to some of the big miners out there?
Well, you know, the math is very straightforward. Mining is by its very nature a self-depleting business. You have to acquire more ounces or you become a smaller miner. And if the big boys aren't going to do it, then somebody else will step up to the plate. I do think we will see a different lineup of majors. 10 years hence, I think a number of them will have Asian names, and a number of them will be former juniors that we recognize, know, and love, and we're glad to have owned.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. Let's talk a little bit about the concept of, when you talk about junior companies, the one sector that interests me a lot, Louis, are those companies that fall into the being within the concept of Project Generator. Any comments on those guys right now?
We love Prospect Generator, and it's definitely, again, going back to my initial remarks, though, it's a strategy that makes all kinds of sense. The logic is sound. The math is sound. Exploration is such a risky venture. It just makes all kinds of sense to let other people pay for it. And if you can retain even a minority interest, only 30% of the project, but the other people took all the risk with the money, you don't dilute your shareholders. And you've got a stable of such projects. Well, you know, 30% of a successful mining operation is a lot of value. And for a small company, it's a huge, it's a transformational experience when they succeed. But this can take a lot of time. It's not for the get-rich-quick crowd, for sure. But if you want to mitigate risk, it's certainly, you know, the most sound business approach for the juniors.
Now, Lou, I think it's very important to mitigate risk as much as you can in what inherently is a riskier type of business we're talking about here, the junior exploration companies. When you talk to your subscribers and even look at your own portfolio, when you go out there investing, do you try to be very selective and stick with just a couple stocks, or do you try to go out there and pick up a few more names to either stay diversified or in the hopes of picking up just, you know, something that seems to be an area play somewhere else?
I try not to be Procrustean with the portfolio. I don't buy or sell because I want the portfolio to look like this. I look at what seems to me to be a real value proposition. This company is objectively undervalued. When the market is frothy, you can't do it. But at times like now, you can. If this company is undervalued, it's got the management, it's got the money in the bank to advance, it's got the right projects, you know, it's one that looks like it can deliver whether or not the metals prices go up. But that's something I want to look at. Obviously, you can't let the portfolio bloat, so we do prune from time to time. But usually, you get to success or failure in a small company within a reasonable amount of time. So I haven't had too many problems managing the portfolio, keeping it to a size. I really want to be flexible enough to take advantage of excellent opportunities when I see them.
Lily, let's get your views on where you think gold and silver are going to go in the next, let's use a two-year horizon.
The two-year, I'm quite comfortable. I mean, all the economic chickens that have been hatched up there are coming home to roost. And yes, the Fed and other central bankers have shown that a much greater capacity than I would have expected, certainly more than Doug expected, to kick the can down the road and put off Judgment Day. But all that has been done, the extreme, you know, off-the-charts responses to 2008, none of which really solved the problem, but just postponed them, you know, all of that is still out there. And that, you know, that bill is still coming due. I think the chances are excellent it'll be within that time frame. Now, where does that leave us this year? I don't know. But I do know that the mainstream markets have been riding high, and I would rather be putting my money into something that I can buy low rather than buy something that's gone on a record spree. It's, you know, the Wall Street up for 7 years. It's as long as it's ever gone. And I don't want to buy into the buy high and hope to find a fool to buy even higher theory. I'd rather buy low.
Louis, I'd have to agree with you on that one and on the aspect of, you know what, it's good to sometimes be that contrary investor out there when the rest of the big money is putting their money somewhere else, especially when it's been on the rise for the last 3 to 4 years, that it is usually a good time to at least put some money into the other assets and other investments out there and take a more long-term stance on it. And as we said on the onset, don't be thinking that this market is going to go screaming higher in the short term, but definitely in the next couple of years, we could see very much higher prices. Louis, always appreciate chatting with you.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're now chatting with a good friend, Brian London, one of our favorite guys in the business. There's no question about that. Brian, aside from being the purveyor of the New Orleans Investment Conference, a conference that we think is probably the best in the world, given their slate of speakers, etc., it is a fantastic conference. Brian is one of our go-to guys when it comes to gold issues and when it comes to economic issues in general. Brian put out a missive just a few days ago entitled D-Day Looms, and he was talking about the announcements that are going to be made next Wednesday regarding GDP, etc. They could be very, very interesting for the markets in a negative sense. Brian, talk about it.
Yes, for the markets in a negative sense. And the key thing is nobody's really talking about this yet, but they will over the next day or two. And that's the fact that we'll have the first quarter GDP report come out on Wednesday. And at the same time in the afternoon, we'll have the latest Federal Reserve policy statement following the conclusion of the FOMC meeting. So that's going to be, you know, a turning point for the market. In my mind, there's very little chance that there's no result from that that's dramatic either to the upside or the downside for the various markets. I think that what we're going to get is a downside surprise on GDP, and I think that that will be reflected in the Fed's policy statement, and therefore that would be bullish for gold. In other words, it would kind of indicate that the Fed was going to put rate hikes on hold even further. It could go the other way. In fact, it could be an upside surprise, and it could be negative for gold. It's going to really be one or the other, in my opinion. But I'm leaning toward the fact that it's going to be a bullish day for gold.
Well, Brian, we cover especially the FOMC minutes and synopsis quite regularly on the monthly basis whenever they come out with it. And over the last little bit, we haven't seen much change in their statement. Yeah, they took away the word patience a couple statements ago, but essentially replaced it with verbiage that was very similar. And
yeah,
I think everyone's hanging off their words to see what they're going to do with interest rate. And that's why I think GDP will be the biggest, I guess, news that the traders hang off of. Because in your missive, you do mention that the consensus estimates are now at 1.2%, but a lot of the economists out there and a lot of the data we have been seeing is pointing to lower numbers. The problem that we usually have is that whatever number comes out, usually refuted by the people who say it should be much lower. So I guess the question I have for you is, do you think traders will be pricing in this lower GDP number, or do you think that somehow it's going to come out around the 1, maybe just above 1%, and everyone's going to construe this as positive news?
I don't think the traders price in what to the Fed perceptions. I think that the consensus is pretty much swung toward there won't be a rate hike in June, but the odds are still pretty good of September. It's a very reactive short-term market with these speculators and traders, and they're trying to catch just the subtlest hint of the Fed's thoughts or leanings on rate hikes. If we have a negative number or a downside surprise on GDP, not necessarily recessionary, but lower growth than expected, I think you're going to see more people leaning toward the fact that there won't be any rate hikes this year at all. And that's the kind of thing that traders immediately react to, and you'll see an immediate response in the gold price. I do caution people, though, that we'll need more evidence than just this to have any kind of a sustained rise in the gold price. These are the kinds of short-term events that give you, you know, brief blips upward in gold. But for gold to embark on a longer-term run to $1,300 and $1,400, we're going to need to see more and more evidence of an economic slowdown in the U.S. and a Fed tendency to put off rate hikes and perhaps even return to quantitative easing.
I got to tell you, Brian, I don't think the government is going to allow the perception of negativity vis-a-vis the U.S. economy to get to Main Street USA, not even close. And the reason I say that is because, I mean, we've had this conversation before, but, you know, our economy is basically a house of cards. The only glue that's holding those cards together, quite frankly, is simply, I don't want to use the word investor sentiment because I give investors a lot more credit, but I would use popular sentiment. Everybody thinks right now that the United States is doing just fine, thank you. But it's not.
But that can turn on a dime. You know, actually, that's the one thing we've seen is that sentiment, you know, like you say, the popular sentiment, consumer sentiment, is actually doing quite well right now. But you look at some underlying indicators. The credit market, for instance, is one of the areas that has recently come to light that is very disturbing, that credit has tightened up to levels not on the credit indices that haven't been seen since the 2008 crisis. And they're actually at recessionary levels. Now, this could be a harbinger of something that's coming up that would, in turn, change consumer sentiment if we start to see a downturn in the economy. I think low gas prices are really boosting consumer sentiment right now anyway.
Consumer sentiment right now is quite a bit up there. We are seeing lower gas prices. I think that helps people. Plus, we are slowly seeing an increase in wages. You know, overall, the U.S. sentiment, at least, is stronger. But you did mention the credit bubble, and we are seeing a massive credit bubble being formed in student loans. That's becoming a huge part of the government's balance sheet right now. Plus, we are also seeing some bankruptcies come out. We were talking with Glenn Downs, who is on the last segment of this show, this weekend show, and he sent us an article that we posted on Friday on the site that talked about a few major, actually, I consider them major companies in the U.S. that have declared bankruptcy in the first quarter so far. We've seen this number increase to levels that we haven't seen since 2009. 2009 was much higher, but there's no doubt that the world is overrun with credit, and that just begs the question that any kind of interest rate raise or any kind of serious defaults can really start to impact, and I think that could really drag down the markets. Al, what's your take?
Well, I think it can too, Corey, and I think it probably will. I mean, this is the market that we have right now. Even to use the word market is misleading, in my opinion. I think it's a scripted movie, for lack of better term. But I have to say one thing about consumer sentiment where I really disagree with Brian. I think that the consumer sentiment right now, the feelings are totally misdirected. I think that you have a certain amount of people who are not willing to stop and think about what's really going on.
I would say that we definitely do have a misguided financial system, but I think it's spread to the rest of the world right now. There are other countries out there that are not as strong as the U.S. The U.S., I don't think, is the strongest hand right now, but it's definitely not the weakest. So that's why I continue to watch what's happening over in Europe and China. I think we need to see a couple other economies really start to falter before the U.S. truly has those cracks that, well, lead to something more.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to talk about one of our favorite companies right now, a company that we think could make a real difference to society. That company is NetCore Technologies. Do not construe this as being investment advice.
I'd agree with that comment, Brian. And talking about credit, I would also say that the student loan bubble sure seems to be blowing bigger and bigger, but who knows where that's going to end up. Let's switch the topic a little bit now and chat about NatCore. NatCore is one of the sponsors on our website. Al and myself are also shareholders. You are very actively involved there. Mm-hmm. NatCore is continuing to move forward with its technology to help solar cells become more efficient. What's the latest update that you can give us from NatCore?
Well, the really exciting thing going on at NatCore right now is our laser processing technology. This is moving forward at, you know, pardon the pun, light speed. We've had three major announcements over the last few months, all pointing toward the development now of this HIT cell, H-I-T cell structure. It was pioneered by Panasonic, and this cell structure has the world record for silicon cell efficiency of 25.6. However, those kinds of cells have never been able to make it into, you know, commercial markets because it's a very complicated structure, hard to create, et cetera. What we're discovering is that our proprietary laser processing technology does these HIP cells better than anything else in refining the efficiencies in the lab and trying to get them up to the levels where we can go out to industry and say, okay, here we go. We've got it now. You can bring it up to the 22 to 25% level efficiencies in your factories and with your equipment. Let's go do it together. Let's sign a deal. Key point here is that through this laser processing, we look to be able to produce these ultra-high efficiency cells for the same cost as the most common low-cost commercial cells are being produced today. And that would be truly revolutionary.
Brian, let's talk a little bit about the income statement. Let's talk about how far away NAVCOR is right now from actually generating significant revenue. I mean, we all agree. That's one of the reasons that Corey and I and Doc also invested in the company. We all agree that the potential is huge. It really is. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about time frame on monetizing that potential.
Our goal is to produce a prototype with efficiencies in the low to mid-teens of this HIP cell structure, the current structure we're working on. Once we have that prototype, we're going to aggressively enter into negotiations with manufacturers in the industry. And when I say manufacturers, I'm talking about manufacturers of the solar cell manufacturing equipment, the people who sell the equipment that goes into the fabrication facilities that make solar cells. We'll have them design our equipment and we'll make a royalty on the equipment, but we will further make a royalty on every solar cell produced using our process. Not much of a royalty, not enough to be of a burden to the manufacturer, but enough that we'll own a percentage of every solar cell produced using our process, which should be a substantial, a significant percentage of all the cells produced in the world.
This is a very sophisticated product. Tell our listeners a little bit about the scientific team you have behind you.
Well, we have Dennis Flood, a co-founder who directed photovoltaic research for NASA for 3 decades. We had David Levy, who worked at Kodak in the same facility, the broader Eastman Kodak facility where our labs are located in Rochester. And he came to us. You know, Kodak went from 60,000 employees to 2,000 employees and flooded us with resumes of PhDs that they wanted us, had to release and wanted us to hire. David was one of the guys they didn't want to let go. He was still running a development team for Kodak and was very highly valued. And he came to us because he saw the potential of what we were doing. We have Professor Andrew Barron, who is running our research at Rice, who is an endowed professor of chemistry at Rice University. Our advisory board includes Dr. David Carlson, who invented the amorphous silicon solar cell, the thin film solar cell. He invented that when he was the chief technical officer at BP Solar. We have a number of other advisors who are just, you know, giants in the photovoltaic industry and on the cutting edge of research and development. You know, we're really in a good place. And we have a facility in Rochester in the Kodak labs that cost them about $25 million to build, and we pay a few thousand dollars a month in rent for it. We're really advancing very rapidly right now on a number of fronts, especially this laser processing application.
You know, Brian, it is great to see the advancements that NAVCOR has made, and one of the reasons why we got involved and invested in NAVCOR was because we thought from the beginning that the technology that you're developing really is moving in the right direction. A question still focusing on the revenue aspect. You mentioned that the technology essentially has the potential to appeal to every solar manufacturer out there, which there are a number of them. Do you have any specific, I guess, geography or location that you're looking at targeting some of these companies? Because there are a lot of solar companies in Asia and over in Europe as well.
We're geographically agnostic. It really doesn't matter to us. And you kind of highlight one of the key features of what of our business model, and that's that we don't plan on manufacturing solar cells. We don't have to have that great capital expense, the long lead times of developing a factory to create solar cells, and then we don't have to get out into that highly competitive dog-eat-dog solar cell market, you know, where companies are fighting over a 1% advantage in either cost or solar cell efficiencies or market share. We really don't care who wins that battle for market share, because we're going to license our technology to any and all comers. We don't really have any issues with whoever wins the battle for market share, because we know we're going to be selling to the winners. And that's a very quick ramp up for us from a tiny company with a, you know, around a $35 million market cap. Our goal is to be selling equipment to the solar cell manufacturers and then collecting a royalty on every solar cell they produce. So we're talking about revenues at near 100% margins that would, you know, hopefully dwarf our current market cap.
Brian, the million-dollar question I think that a lot of investors would have here is purely and simply, how are you guys protected with this technology?
We're protected as well as you can be protected. We have patents. I think we have 23 granted patents and 30-some-odd pending patents, and more on the way. That's one of the issues that often delays our news releases, is we have to go out and protect our intellectual property before we can even make an announcement. So we're always working in that regard. We have great patent lawyers. We kind of get our patents wholesale through some of our university relationships, and we file all over the world, you know, especially in China. Now, China's a special case. In solar energy, you cannot ignore the China market. They're the largest producers and the largest consumers and fastest growing market for solar energy. So you have to operate in China. And really, the only way you can protect your intellectual property in China is to be a local. In other words, to be an equity partner with a local company. And that will be our strategy in China. In addition, we will have joint ventures with leading companies outside of China. So we'll always have a fallback position. But we believe our strategy for China is the very best and most secure available.
Brian, I like your comments there regarding China, because there is no doubt China is a major player in the solar industry already. And if you do enter business relationships with those guys over there, you do need to be protected. And sounds like you've thought about that. So very good to hear in that aspect. I look forward to hearing what comes out of these, the trials that you have going in the laboratory. And I know that sometimes it can be slow moving, but it's nice to hear that you're continuing to move in the right direction. Brian, appreciate the 2 segments you spent with us today. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a
man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the show with our friend Glenn Downs. You know, Glenn, you sent us a lot of missives, all of which are very, very valuable to us. You sent us one on Friday that I think is very important. It was important enough that Corey put it up on the site. It was entitled, Bankruptcy Suddenly Soar Across Corporate America, Worst First Quarter Since 2009. And what you have, you included a chart in there, the 15 biggest public company bankruptcies so far in 2015. These aren't exactly unknown companies, but can you elaborate a little bit for us on what's going on?
Well, sure, Big Al. You know, obviously on the fringes, we've discussed it before, you start seeing the empire kind of fray. And obviously, I believe, as you believe, and I guess most listeners of the Corlin Economics Report believe, that in the aftermath of the 2008-2009 financial crisis, really not much at all was fixed from in terms of the things that actually precipitated the crisis. There's more leverage in the system than ever. There's more debt in the system than ever. There's more what is euphemistically referred to as regulatory forbearance than ever. That is to say, the rule of law is just ignored, as you have in some cases actual criminal behavior being tolerated or sometimes even encouraged by elements of the government, all in an effort to maintain the status quo, sort of hope that growth will get stimulated through some sort of animal spirits or monetary stimulus and all of that. And, of course, what's happened is that nothing's really been fixed. The great fear is that when the chickens come home to roost in this next round, when there's even more counterparty risk, there's more derivative exposure of all kinds, that people will find that there's orders of magnitude greater follow-on ripple effects, things we can't even really anticipate. So right now, there's an awful lot of indicia like the one that you just referenced that indicates that you're starting to see on the margins, you're starting to see companies begin to kind of roll over. Into the particular circumstances are different, but we're starting to see it in the aggregate. You're starting to see patterns. And we haven't probably, as like Chris Temple likes to point out, we probably really haven't seen the brunt of what's happening in the oil patches, as we start to see shale oil plays not work out as well as people had hoped that they would. And so that's going to go see another round of bankruptcies being triggered there and mass layoffs and all the other things that come with that. And, of course, the great fear is that this can trigger not just bankruptcy, but you can trigger a systemic chain reaction of derivatives. It could be credit default swaps. It could be interest rate swaps. It could be any number of things. One thing begins to lead to the other, which leads to the other. And the more highly levered the system is, when it does really roll over in a big way, it could become very catastrophic in ways that people really can't anticipate.
Well, you got some pretty well-known companies in here. I mean, I'm looking at the list of the 15 biggest public company bankruptcies so far this year. You've got Caesars Entertainment, number one. You've got Radio Shack Corporation, number two. And you've got Allied Nevada Gold. I mean, these are not peanuts in the realm of the total economy.
Going one step further on this here, Al, to your comment is the three companies you just named are all in very different sectors. And that's one aspect that stuck out to me on this article and on this breakdown of these companies is that we have everything from hotel and casino operators to bank holding companies, oil and gas companies, gold and silver, marketing companies. It's not just isolated to one sector, is it, Glenn?
No, you know, I look back towards working here on Capitol Hill. I look back towards the not going back before the 2008 crisis to when the dot-com bubble boom busted back in the very early 2000s. And I can remember going to an event. It wasn't a secret private event in the Capitol building, but it was something that was not open to the general public. And Andy Grove from Intel was there. And at the time, things were still popping along pretty good in the markets, and people thought the future was, you know, bright as the sun and all of that. And Andy Grove stood up and he said, there is no visibility at all in our business. I mean, he just put down this really, what I should have done was rushed out and just shorted the whole world. But, of course, I wasn't smart enough to do that, even though it wasn't insider knowledge, because you just couldn't believe it in some ways. And particularly at that time, in my state of my mental development and my world views at the time. But when you start seeing these leading indicators like that, when you start having, at first, this anecdotes, like what Andy Grove was sharing in the year 2000 or 2001 or so, and you have anecdotes like these anecdotal examples of the companies in the different industry sectors that you just outlined, Corey, indicate that they're all different, but what they've got in common is this isn't working. And so when you start seeing those, pretty soon you add up enough anecdotes and you end up having a trend. So the question has long been, when is this all going to roll over? And particularly those of us that have thought, hey, nothing is really fixed after the last financial crisis. It's just a matter of time until the forces of deleveraging really kick in again and manifest themselves in some other kind of way this time. My thinking has long been, I've been on record, that this is the year. That this is the year. It may not be an exact replay of 2008, 2009, but we start seeing whether sovereign wealth bonds or sovereign entities or private companies that trigger it, but this is the year, in my judgment, I think, as we get deeper in the year, if that's accurate, we're going to see more and more of this sort of thing, not less and less.
Well, I guess the million-dollar question here, gentlemen, is Caesars is a big company. Radio Shack is a moderately big company. Allied Nevada is a big mining company. But do you think we're going to see this trend continue into really major corporations, companies of the stature of, let's say, General Electric or Boeing or what have you?
I personally think that there's a lot of indicia right now. Not that these people are on the verge of bankruptcy. But we're seeing some large names take really have disappointing earnings, started to manifest themselves that way as the strong. Some of the companies that depend on a weak dollar or a weaker dollar for their overseas sales. Some of the real big names have disappointed here recently, and I suspect we're going to see a range of things. There's some bankruptcies, obviously. But it could be some just disappointing earnings. And you'll have other firms that are so dependent on the kinds of spending that can just dry up like that they could go from sugar to something that smells a lot worse really quickly. And that's what I think personally will be happening as we get really by the time we're into the fall is my personal best guess on when we start seeing real manifestations of this in a big way. And fear starts to replace hope, and pessimism starts to really replace the optimism amongst the investing class.
Well, and Glenn, I think one aspect that we need to pay attention to, and that you even mentioned there, is paying attention to how this develops, if this does grow on itself. Because to play devil's advocate here, it is actually a sign of a good and, I think, functioning economy when you do have some companies go bankrupt. Let's face it, not every company will be successful. So it is, I think, better to weed out some of these bad companies whether they're not running their business correctly or if they're in a tough industry, what have you. Kind of going back to Al's comment, you need to stay diligent to see if some of the larger companies start to fall, because that could really then impact not only the job market, but the general, I guess, U.S. economy.
Well, that's right. I mean, that whole Joseph Schumpeter creative destruction thing makes a lot of sense. But my personal fear is, and the concern is not unique to me, is that we've had such a misallocation of resources due to at least nearly 30 years now of really serious government central bankers putting pennies into the fuse box to keep creative destruction from happening. We've had tremendous misallocation of resources and mispricing of assets and the like, that when it does start to unwind, it will be much more severe than just creative destruction.
And you know what? A lot of people are talking about that more and more often, and I think that Corey and I agree that. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed the show this week. It's been fun putting it together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co.
Hi, this
is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.